You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Glad to have you on board. Again, we're kind of dissecting exactly what we saw last night as the big schedule release happened for the Browns. Again, 13 1 o'clock games, two games after four, then the 9:30 a.m. game against Minnesota in London, which is a home game for the Browns, but it's not going to have very much of a home feel there. I don't think so. Do you? You think it's going to feel like a home game?
Gee, no.
You are going out on a limb. You are one.
Going with a negatory on that one, Big Ben.
Oh, boy. So you've got that. And then the last game of the season, which is true for all teams, it's to be determined. So we'll find out what time the Browns will play Cincinnati a little bit later in the year. Again, if you're kind of looking at it, there's also flexible scheduling. Sunday night football can be used up to twice between weeks 5 and 10. So let's just say something great happens to this team. After the Browns bye week, which is week 9, which I think that's about the only thing I've heard everybody agree on, is that week 9 is like, okay, perfect time to have a bye week. You can kind of assess things, but I hope you got wins through 1 through 8, and I hope you got a halfway decent record, because the bye week and the road trip back, or the return trip home from New England right before that, might not be too fun for some people. And, you know, we were talking about the stability of the coaching staff, the stability of the front office, knowing how tough that this schedule is going to be. And looking at, Jeff, would you say how many teams had won 10 games or more?
Five of the first six opponents.
Wow.
I know. That's rough. And they all had winning records. And the Browns were 3-14. I mean, in theory, they could easily be 0-6. I don't think they will be.
And you said, what, 7 wins you thought last night?
I said between 6 and 9. You know, 6 isn't good, Andy. Keep that in mind. 6 means you're 6-11.
Right.
And you're looking at a top 10 pick.
Dan, what are you looking at? Did you pick a number? I didn't even ask you.
No, I haven't really picked a number or anything like that. I just know they're going to be a bad football team.
Okay, so give me a number.
I think this is a 5-win team. It's a 6-win team. It's a bad football team. I'm sorry. Your quarterback is saddling you with a horrendous contract that is making it very hard for you to do anything. I'm sorry. It's just the truth of the matter. This is a bad football team.
All right, let me take a couple phone calls real quick on this. Then I want to talk about the Cavs. You want to talk about being saddled by one bad contract? Boy, the contract saddling for the Cavs is going to make it very, very difficult for them to make any moves in the offseason. And Jeff's going to bring up something that we heard again this morning that we keep hearing that just makes absolutely no sense and people want to continue to talk about it. 216-474-0092. Casey is in Parma Heights. Hi, Casey.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Casey. Good.
Listen, guys, I'm using my Hot Wheel track and my 7-year-old son to predict Browns games. And unfortunately, I have them at 0-7 to start the year. So, for example, I have 4 orange cars, each representing a different Browns quarterback. So I race an orange car versus a purple car. They've lost every single time. So we're like, let's make a change. So we put a different car representing Shadur Sanders. It lost too. Last year I did this. Now, guys, this track is like 40 feet long. Curves, twists.
Wow.
Awesome. The kid loves it. We do live casts on YouTube, TikTok, and all that stuff. But last year, I swear to God, they finished 3-14 using my patented method here. So lots of fun.
Are you taping any of this and putting it on TikTok or not? I mean, I can't tell you how many dogs I've seen bounce a ball into a basket to tell us who's going to win a series.
I hate that. I hate the dogs bouncing in the basket. This is much more fun. It's racers. It's cars. Like, for that Steeler team, I got this really sweet 67 Corvette. It's black and gold. I don't like it, but it's cool. I mean, I'm using an orange Mazda RX-7 for the Browns, at least for sure, Sanders. I mean, not that he would drive a Mazda RX-7, but hey, that's what I got.
All right, so what do you have the record at? Just tell me.
Right now, I just started the first 7 games. They're 0-7 through the first 7 games.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, just be careful. If you got to get into Pinewood Derby, you could be getting in fights with people there, so you better chill. You better chill.
Pinewood Derby gets people fired up.
Pinewood Derby. Man, I had such a bad car. I feel bad. I felt so bad. Tropical Storm, Pinewood Derby.
He is completely working on those nails and wheels.
Oh, Jeff, I have nightmares about that Pinewood Derby because I was like, okay, well, so we painted it. Our car was Schleprock. It was. And then you got to go in. We went up to like a school or something a couple days before. And I'm watching some of the other dads help out on their Pinewood Derby cars for their kids. And they're like greasing it up and they're sanding them down and they're all aerodynamic. And then, like you said, they're polishing the nails. I'm like,
well, that's the key to the whole thing, Andy.
I'm just hoping that the nail sticks in so the wheel can spin.
Little barbs on those nails.
I don't know.
There may have been some dad who spent a lot of time polishing those nails.
Yes.
Really going and
working on
them.
Yeah, what about the kid? Like the kid, I don't even think the kids actually do it, do they? It's almost all parents.
Well, there might be some dad that you're sitting next to who spent a lot of time on those nails.
Yeah.
And took just a block of wood, put great nails on it.
Yeah.
And won the Derby.
Oh, man. That might be one of the greatest moments of your life, isn't it?
Beating my buddy who actually had a computer cutout car done.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Computer-wise.
Roman Canton, how are you, my man? How are you, Roman?
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Roman, good to hear from you. Where you been?
Great to hear, fella. Hey, you know, we're just we're chopping away. I was all right, good. Sad with the Cavs and all that. That was a unfortunate chain of events, but you know what? It is what it is. I have two things for you guys. One, what was the video about with the magic brownie, the elf? Like he was David Blaine or something? I didn't get that whatsoever.
And the rookies, yeah, that confused the hell out of me too, Roman. I'm not going to lie to you.
And then posting the video of the rookies watching it because they're just as confused as everybody else. So I don't know what the point of that whole situation was. But instead of playing the Browns schedule game for the next, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or the whole summer, however we do it, why don't we switch it up a little and see what the Jags schedule looks like? See how close we can get to two top 10 picks, because I'm not hopeful for anything over five for our guys this year, unfortunately.
Roman, that Jaguar thought's a good one, and I was thinking the same thing. Remember, they weren't good last year. I don't know if they're going to be good this year. They traded away a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. New coach, new GM.
I haven't looked at their schedule. Did you get? Is it?
I didn't either.
It's a great point. Maybe I'm just, if we're down and we can't get a couple wins early on, then I guess the whole season turns to them, right? And we're trying to figure out, could you imagine if we have the first and the second pick in the draft next year?
Heck, I'll take two in the top 10.
That'd be okay.
Could you, the reality.
Heck, give me two in the top 10. I'm in for that.
Todd's in Akron. Hey, Todd.
Hello, thanks for having me. I was saying the Browns seem to always lose games that they should win.
Yeah.
So what is possible that we win the games that everybody thinks they should lose?
I think you're good for one a season, one or two. I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, the games that they're supposed to win that they lose, how often does that happen? Two or three times a season? It's probably, the football gods have a way of evening those things out, don't they?
They do, but my thing is, if the Browns were to win at least 60 of these games, I bet you, man, they would be a contender for the Super Bowl. If they were to win at least six of them.
So what were you're saying six games that they're supposed to lose that they win?
Yeah.
And then they end up with a 10 or 11 win season? Is that what you're saying?
Bingo. That's what I'm thinking, because the games that we all say the Browns should win, they lose. I'm thinking they may surprise us all and win at least six games, and we can just go into the Super Bowl. I mean, like, I don't know why I'm saying this, because I can't believe I'm saying it. But if they win at least six of these games, they could go to the Super Bowl.
Todd, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, the schedule is hard enough. I just don't.
I didn't know bars opened in Akron at 11.
Dairy Queen's open that early, though, I guess, apparently. I don't see it. I look at the schedule. I don't see it. I don't see it. In fact, I almost want to go into this. Like, I don't even want to pick wins. I don't want to go through the schedule and say, oh, lose. I could look at every game and see a loss. I could see a couple games there where they could win and feel good about it. I mean, you never know. Some team has an injury. There's no pizzazz behind the schedule release. How's that sound?
Oh, there's a lot of pizzazz.
There's none, Jeff. There's no primetime games. Well, there's none.
You said pizzazz around the release. There's a lot of pizzazz. Everybody's doing shows and everything else. You just don't like the schedule.
But I knew who they were going to play, and I'm not...
I don't need pizzazz. Some wins.
Every game is on CBS or Fox, with the exception of the Vikings game.
Great.
That game's on NFL Network. I don't know. Maybe they get flex.
Go win some games and get some respect and get your primetime games back.
I almost think, Jeff, that when we look at the schedule and we try to figure out what's going to happen, I'm just going to assume, are you better off just assuming, okay, they're going to lose every game, and when they win, you can be happy? I don't think they're going to go 0-17. But I'm going to assume, until we have a quarterback, that they're not winning games. I'm assuming the loss and going to be ecstatic over the win. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Fine.
I'm not sure. And does that make me negative or does that make me realistic? Assume the game is a loss. And if they win, all right, I'm going to feel great.
That's a little harsh, man.
Don't have people tell you how to think. You think how you think.
I'm asking.
It's your life. You got free will, baby.
I hear the free will. Do you think I'm insane?
Yes.
It's free will.
I think that's a bad way to look at it.
Any more, Rush? You're not getting by me on that. I know you're trying to
sneak it in. That's why I dropped it. I was just seeing if you were paying attention.
I will choose free will. Thank you.
Darn right you will.
All right, let's come back. I do want to hear what Bobby Marks had to say this morning because he really talked about the Cavaliers and got into the dynamics of what this roster could look like next year. They are handcuffed, man. There is not a lot of movement for the Cavaliers moving forward. I don't even know if they can even hang on to what they have right now. Bobby Marks talked about it. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.